Good morning. We continue with our study of Chovos HaLevavos Shara Bitachon. Yesterday, the author of the Chovos HaLevavos had told us that, you know, there is a schar in Olam Haba, and God leaves it to us to trust that we will be able to figure it out. And why is it that Hashem doesn't put down the schar? The reason is that He doesn't put down the schar in Olam Haba because we can't understand it. That's Olam Haba, and we are Olam Hazet type people, so we'll just have to trust that the schar is actually extraordinary for this world. The author of the Chovos HaLevavos in today's section actually carries a second reason for why it is that the schar of Olam Haba, and by the way, the punishments of the future as well, why are these things not recorded? And he turns around and he says, you have to understand something. There are two parts to every mitzvah we perform. There is the part of the mitzvah where we do what we do, we perform the mitzvah, but there's also an aspect of mitzvah performance that involves the intention, the kavana that we get. Two people can give the same tzedakah. One person has a person come up to his door, and he didn't really want to give it to him, but you know what? He's here already, and I feel bad about the situation. I want him to just get off my lawn. And so I go up and I give him money. The other one has been looking for somebody to give money to all day because he wants to do the mitzvah of Hashem. He wants to follow the will of God. So to the first, both of them do the action. Both of them give the same amount. But the schar is going to be different because HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands the intention inside. That's what we say when we do the Yom Kippur davening. We say, Atayodea Razei Olam. You know the secrets of the world. The Talumos Isrei Kochai. Hashem, you check out all the intentions that we have internally, and you look inside each and every one of our hearts, because those things also, the intentions that go into the mitzvah, those things also get included. It's fascinating that this is the introduction to vidui, and it's also fascinating that so much of the vidui is not about the averos we have done, but rather the intentions and the understandings of our hearts when we did averos. And says the author of the Chovos HaLevavos, God pays for positive money for the schar in Olam HaZeh and the schar in Olam Haba, but the writing down and the limiting of the schar doesn't allow Hashem to go ahead and record the efforts. And the efforts in the Olam HaEmes, in the world of truth, are also equally paid for. And therefore, it's not paid for in equal terms. Can't be quantified on a piece of paper or in a Torah. It is up to our bitachon to understand it as well. It's also, therefore, important for us to understand why we're doing what we're doing when we're doing it. Two people come to learn Torah. One comes to the shir, but the reason why he's coming to the shir is because, you know, it's there, it's between Minchamar and Nebuch, there's nothing more to do, so you study. Other people realize that even in the midst of the depths of Corona, it's important for us to build up our bitachons, and so therefore they go out of their way to make sure that they catch a couple of minutes of Chovos HaLevavos. There's an extra reward that comes into that process as well. And unfortunately that's true in an Avera as well. Look, an Avera is an Avera, a person does it, but there are times where a person trips into the Avera, and there's a time that one trips running to do the Avera. The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells the story of the time that Rav Ashi was talking about Achav, who is identified as Menashe, Melech Yisrael, was the son of Chizkiyahu, was a terrible person. And he described that the next day he was going to give shir about the terrible Chote Umachte Menashe, who went ahead and destroyed the spirit of the Jewish people and all the efforts that his father had made. And that night he went to sleep, and in his sleep he saw Menashe, who met him. And he says to Rav Ashi, he says to him, you have a chutzpah to criticize me? Don't you understand that had you been living in my generation, you'd be tripping over your cloak in order for you to go run and serve Avodah Zarah? You have no right to judge me. And of course the next day, Rav Ashi came along and he recognized that when he started this year, he said, look, people have failings. We shouldn't judge those failings in a negative manner. We should just learn from them and do our best to be different. When it comes to Onesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu realizes that there are two types of trippers. We trip up, yes, and for that we have to pay the piper. But on the other side of it, when we intentionally run, there is a danger over there as well. And so therefore, the Onesh in Olam Haba is also identified. Now, Why is this important to us? For the most part, we are demonstrative people. We want to go take our kids and show our kids the mitzvahs we do. We make it our business to tell people all the great things that we do. This is not exactly the ideal. We need to remember that there are mitzvahs that we specifically don't necessarily want everyone to know about. We want people to know that the machshavas halev, the intention that we have when we go ahead and do what we do, those things also get recognized, and we want to purify ourselves within that process as well. We say, "Anistaros l'Hashem Elokeinu v'aniglos lanu v'aneinu ad olam." God knows the hidden stuff. God knows the machshavas halev, and He will pay for them forevermore. And it's up to us to have the bitachon to realize that and to work on ourselves when we go through our day, like today, to make sure that when we're about to undertake a mitzvah, that we realize the reason we're doing it is because we want to bring glory to His great name and to go ahead and show that it's important. Hatov Shimcha, your name is good. Ulecha No Elohodos, and it's good for us to offer thanks to you every single day, in every single action of the day. If we can manage to go ahead and do so, every day will be a great day, leading us to the Yom HaGadol Vanora. Have a great day.